The media giants are set to get an even bigger slice of your marketing pie. I'm Dave Stobridge from Real. Every episode, I aim to bring you helpful hints and tips that are helpful. Hope you're making save tens of thousands of dollars on your real estate journey. Whether you're a buyer, a seller, or a real estate agent, we hope to reveal to you in this podcast the first principles of real estate. And there are a few things more fundamental to selling real estate than the marketing of real estate. So where has people's attention gone over the last 10 or so years, and where did it come from? Well, it's easy to say that the attention has definitely turned to the internet in both the aggregator format of big real estate portals and to social media. Now, social media is a bit of a newer phenomenon, but still, for every dollar spent on social media, that's a dollar not spent in the pockets of the big global media giants. Now, you might think in themselves now, social media companies are indeed the new media giants, and you'd definitely be right in that assumption. But when we're talking about the established media giants, the News Limiteds of this world, the Time Warners of this world, of course, their world has been largely disrupted by the advent of the internet and social media, and they've scrambled over the last decade or so in order to re-establish themselves in the pecking order when it comes to where your marketing dollars are spent. Now, let's just rewind the clock a little bit here. Let's go back, say, 30 years ago. Now, 30 years ago, most of the marketing budget spent by a homeowner would be dedicated to print media. Print media in the forms of ads in newspapers, whether they be local rags or those major mastheads that you see circulating through capital cities around the world. Well, if you're a home seller and you wanted to garner the most attention possible, then there were few ways for you to be able to do that in the pre-internet era. And the newspapers were definitely one way that you could do that. Local papers were obviously much more inexpensive than their larger circulating dailies. But the reality was because these big companies largely held monopolies or very close to in most marketplaces, there was very little competition. And so the advertising costs reflected the level of competition in that space and were typically much higher and delivered a lower rate of return for home sellers when it came to advertising their home for sale. So fast forward, we're now in 2023, and seldom will you see properties advertised in local papers. As a matter of fact, many, if not most, local papers have now since fallen out of circulation and have shuttered the windows and are now out of business. So where are home sellers now advertising? Well, of course, it's on the internet. Now, when advertising on the internet, you can basically say that that expenditure falls into one of two main pillars. One will be the aggregator websites. Now, in Australia, the main aggregator websites are realestate.com and domain.com. In the United States, for instance, the major aggregator website is Zillow, and every country has its corresponding large aggregator website that normally dominates the marketplace with normally a website or two in second or third place, but they're usually a long way back from that main website. Now, what you'll find usually is the case with these main websites is that their major shareholders are the established media companies. So here in Australia, realestate.com is more than 60% owned by News Limited. News Limited once controlled the print media here in Australia, and to some large degree still do. But of course, 30 years ago, there was a whole lot more relevance, and the real estate fraternity dedicated more money to marketing real estate than every other sector in the economy. So real estate agents and home sellers were absolutely critical to the survival of print media in this country. And I would say that's the case almost everywhere around the world. So it's easy to see that the papers have struggled in this time when the advertising dollars have slowly filtered away from the main circulating newspapers and towards the aggregator websites. Now, the big media companies, they looked into their crystal balls many years ago and saw that this was going to happen. And so either started their own websites or bought into an established aggregator website. So realestate.com, you know, they made their investment in, News Limited made their investment in realestate.com, and domain.com, well, that in Australia, it was a Fairfax media company for many, many years. Now, the Fairfax staple of companies have largely been that competition to News Limited over the last, 30 or 40 years here in Australia. So it seems natural that when that new media landscape opened up, that those old media players would soon jump on the field to compete. And that's certainly what happened. So as realestate.com became increasingly popular through the early 2000s and 2010s, so did Domain. And Domain, although was always pegging just off there in the distance and was never going to really compete for that number one position, their market share continued to grow. The amount of money that was being thrown at the site by home sellers and real estate agents continued to grow and to record levels. And they are the levels that we're experiencing here today. Now, realestate.com, for instance, has just a standard policy of increasing its rates by around 9% per annum, regardless of whether there's inflation or not. They all say that this is research and development money that goes into the website, and that might well be true. But the reality is that the cost continues to increase. And so for an average home in a inner city suburb, for instance, anywhere around Australia, it's not unusual to find that just placing one ad on the internet is going to cost you around $2,000 or so, in some cases more like $4,000 or $5,000, just depending on what the traffic is in that postcode. And essentially, realestate.com have a principle of charging per clicks or per in accordance with the levels of traffic that any respective area garners on their website. And that seems fair enough. It's almost like a user pay model. Now, it is true to say that print media used to be far more expensive and still is. And so just to secure a quarter page ad in a major circulating paper around this country is going to be pretty close to that $7,000 or $8,000 to this day. So that's one ad. Once it's printed, it is done. It's wrapped around fish and chips thereafter or go straight into the bin. So it does seem that for maybe a lesser amount, that long-standing ad on the internet that lasts for the duration of the campaign and offers more than maybe just one or two or three photos, and indeed has 20 or 30 photos, the floor plan, full description, direction to the open inspection times that can be adjusted at any point during the course of the campaign, well, it seems like relatively good value. And that is because it is. Because print media was never particularly effective in the first place when it came to garnering that much more buyer attention. And especially in the era that we found ourselves in over the last 10 or so years, where the internet has really dominated the space and has become the first point of reference for home sellers. So why do people continue to spend money in the paper? Well, it's easy to say. There are some agents that do so simply because it's out of habit and they wish to do so to spend their vendors' money to increase their own profile. There's also a fair argument to say that some vendors really do value garnering the attention that they feel only can be secured through print media. Now, there's no metrics, there's no homework, there's nothing I can point, there's no papers that we can refer to here, there's not a data set to back any of that up, but if you're a home seller and you've got deep pockets and you want to spend tens of thousands of dollars on print media, you're allowed to, and you will probably perceive that there's value in doing that. The reality is there's not a lot of data to suggest that that's the case. So let's put all of that aside for one moment and just acknowledge one thing here. The players, regardless of the platform and regardless of the technology, have largely remained the same. So Rupert Murdoch, or the News Limited organisation, is still deriving more money out of the pockets of home sellers in this country, in Australia, than ever before. They're no worse off. Domain.com. Well, Domain.com, it's never easy being number two. and especially if you're at number two by quite a gap. But domain.com has really struggled for relevance as the behemoth of realestate.com has really taken over. The Fairfax Media Group had a much stronger presence on the eastern seaboard of Australia than they did anywhere else. And so it's natural to see why that the Domain brand has fared much better in Victoria, New South Wales, and in Queensland to a lesser extent than it has in, say, Perth and South Australia. Now, the reality is that as a result of that Fairfax presence and that intel and that market knowledge and the gateways and relationships that had already been established by the print media empire of Fairfax, Fairfax were able to get a bit of a head start with Domain in those marketplaces and for some time did rival realestate.com. Now, it's easy to see that over the fullness of time, as the Fairfax Media Group has waned in significance and as domain.com has been spun off and lost its connection with its Fairfax roots, that it is somewhat lost its way and no longer enjoys those same synergies as it did some years ago when it was part of the Fairfax Media staple. Now, a few years ago now, Domain was substantially bought out by Channel 9. Now, Channel 9, by the way, was once one of those Fairfax companies as well and was spun off many years ago and returned back to the fold and spun off one more time. And so for Fairfax or for Domain, Channel 9 was almost like a bit of a homecoming when they came back in under that umbrella. So if you've been watching any of the home renovation shows like The Block on telly, for instance, and you noticed that domain.com are sponsors, it's no coincidence. It's the Channel 9 program and Domain are owned by basically the same company. So you're starting to see now how these things have been going on in the background and you didn't even really know. And the reality is that the big media giants are still competing for one thing, your dollars. As a home seller in particular and as a buyer, they're vying for your attention. So as a real estate agent, really needs to sit there and look at all of this information and say, well, I've only got finite resources. My vendor may only have $2,000, $3,000, or $5,000 to spend on marketing their property. So maybe for me and my vendor, securing a half-page ad in the Daily Circular is not going to work. Judicious placement of ads online is probably next where you're going to go. So with realestate.com and domain.com, as I mentioned earlier, the costs have continually risen over the last several years. And with realestate.com, almost painfully so for many home sellers. It's not leaving a lot of options for home sellers that are on a tight budget. Because literally if you could only spend your money on one thing and when you're selling your home, you'd probably spend it on the realestate.com ad. But if that realestate.com ad is all of a sudden all the money that you can spend, well, it leaves you with few options. And if you are an aggregator website like realestate.com and domain.com, what makes you of high value to the person that's paying for the space or paying for the ad to be there? Volume, traffic, attention, views. That's really what the people that are spending their money on those websites to advertise the homes, that's what they're looking for. To garner that attention and views, these old media companies have to leverage other platforms in order to secure attention, to secure the views, and to ensure that people are actually looking on their websites. So that's what Domain is doing with The Block on Channel 9. That is what Channel 9 is trying to do using both of those platforms there in that TV show and the website. You've got these brands that are working in collusion with each other because there's mutual benefit. And what they're hoping is that they can keep their nose ahead of the competition. Now, I think it's fair to say that domain.com's pretty much given up on chasing down the numbers of realestate.com. I think it's pretty safe. But what comes in behind domain.com? Now, what you'll actually find is four or five other websites, Homehound, Real Estate View, there's a couple of others, Home Sales, On the Home, I think is another one, or On the House. See, I'm a real estate agent practicing in the field, and I'm not even sure as to what these websites are. One thing's for sure, I never get any inquiries off of them. And these are websites that we're advertising on, and they're free websites. Now, just as well they're free, because if they happen to charge any more than a few cents, I don't know if I could ever recommend it to my vendor. But these websites are free, and they're attempting to be aggregators. They're attempting to firstly do what a good aggregated site needs to do, and that is secure content. So they're asking us to advertise on there for free so that when people do actually go to the website, they're getting the information that they're wanting. What you are seeing, though, is that there's very little attention going towards those websites. So it's really interesting to me when I get a phone call that says, Dave, some exciting news. An old website, Real Estate View, which was previously owned by the Real Estate Institute of Victoria. It was their aggregator portal and competitor to realestate.com many, many years ago. It was an industry buffer to keep the big media companies honest. Now, Real Estate View hasn't enjoyed enormous amounts of success, although for a fleeting time did enjoy the support of much of the real estate community. But it's fair to say that support's also somewhat waned over recent times. But what a surprise to learn that Channel 7 has just made a play for Real Estate View, in that there is a collaboration and partnership that's emerging. Now, one might imagine there might be a home renovating reality TV show that might be associated in this, and maybe they're playing the same games as what domain.com and Channel 9 and The Block are playing. But this is certainly part of the strategy. What has occurred is that the man that's been the driving force behind domain.com since the Channel 9 acquisition has now jumped on board with Real Estate View and has brought together several real estate aligned businesses and brands, and has now brought about a collaborative partnership with Channel 7, which is one of the four big TV stations here in Australia, one of the big three commercial TV stations here in Australia. So Real Estate View are making a play. Now, what do they need? They need the content on their site, which they're now calling up real estate agents around the country saying to them, hey, guess what? We've got a new relationship that's kicking off with Channel 7. We've got a new CEO who's got a new vision for the company, and we need your support. If you can put your stock on our website, that would be great. Why are they giving away that space for free? Well, essentially because it holds very little value for home sellers in the current market, but it has tremendous value to the people in that organization whose job it is to sell the product. In other words, to say, guess what? Due to our collaboration with another media giant, we're now driving all of this traffic, millions of eyeballs to this specific website, Real Estate View. And so if you're a home seller and you're getting that for free, that's great. But at some point in time, the price of that will go up and a third player will emerge. So do we need a third player in the real estate aggregator space in Australia? That's the next question. Well, it seems that, you know, people smarter than me feel that there is that opportunity and feel that perhaps there is some breathing room there, whether it's because people don't like the functionality of realestate.com or they don't feel like domain does it for them, then there is a third choice. There's a third way that's going to be emerging for home sellers and buyers very, very soon. Now, what's the benefit for home buyers? Well, what do home buyers really want? They want an easy-to-use site. So UI is really high for them. If the UI is great and it's seamless, it's easy to understand, then people are going to use that website. Realestate.com is definitely that. Two, brand When you go to realestate.com, you know what you're getting. You're getting each and every listing that's on the market. Not necessarily the case with Domain. I'd say that Domain maybe has 80% or so of the property. So there's no doubt to say, there's no doubt when I say that there, if you're just looking on domain.com in certain marketplaces, you are going to be missing out on some listings. And I'd say that's even more the case for Real Estate View. So Real Estate View have a lot of work to do in that space now. So in terms of getting the numbers together to ensure that they are a viable, easy to use website that has all of the vital and relevant information that home sellers or home buyers seek. So where does that leave us? Well, it leaves us in 2023 with a new alternative that will soon be rolled out. And from what I understand, around the footy finals time is when you're going to start to see some more noise around this Real Estate View collaboration on Channel 7. And so stay tuned for that and understand that this is not the newest player in the world. They've been around for many, many years, almost as long as it, as the competition. Have they been relevant during that time and have they been competitive? Absolutely, they have not been. But it's interesting to see that they are now making a serious play to be competitors to the monolith of realestate.com and its bronze award-winning domain.com, who, although it's the second biggest site, let's face it, so far back, they're only getting bronze. So so we're going to see the emergence of a new real estate aggregator in the marketplace. Even though it's been there before, it has not been well or, well marketed and does not enjoy a profile like the two big brands that are well known in that space. And so stay tuned for that. I'll keep you updated. I'm going to let you know how the numbers go on Real Estate View. Are we going to see an uptick at the end of September as this marketing campaign kicks in? Am I going to start to see more and more inquiries come through that website, so making it a viable alternative? And if that's the case, I'll certainly let you know. But I will let you know this, and that is, as it stands right now, if I could only have $1,000 to market a home, what would I do? Well, first and foremost, I would get amazing photos. They really are the window into your property. So regardless of whether it's on a website like realestate.com or on the internet or on the social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook, your property is going to look amazing. So that's the first thing. Get amazing photos. If you can get a good little video as well, that'd be really helpful, and that'd probably take your spend up to about $1,000 for photos, videos, and floor plan. So I think they're the three most valuable things. Would I bother spending another $250 on a signboard in 2023? Well, the answer to that is absolutely no, I wouldn't. The vast majority of properties that I sell before even a sign would get up in this marketplace. But and really the only time I can say I'd recommend a signboard to a vendor is if I know they're going to be on the market for a few weeks. In other words, they're going to auction. So we're running a three-week auction campaign. Otherwise, you don't need to spend the $250. But if I can only spend $1,000, I would then place an ad on realestate.com. But would I place a premier listing? And the answer to that is no. I'd place a standard listing. Why just standard listing? Well, the difference between the premier listing and the standard listing is that a premier listing could be between $2,000 and $5,000. A standard listing is going to be between $100 and $200. The only difference is whether or not the agent gets their face on the ad, the size of the photographs, the agency branding does not appear on those standard ads, and that ad will appear in chronological order, not paid preferred order. Now, you might think, well, does that mean that the property is never going to be at the top? And the answer to that is yes. Is that important in 2023? The answer to that is no. And why is that not important in 2023? Well, that's because over 85% of people that go searching on these websites search for relevancy. So they're going straight over and refining their search from newest to oldest, or they're refining it specifically to certain locations, certain price ranges, and certain specifications, so bedroom size, bathrooms, garaging, etc. Once they've iterated and refined their search, most people then set up a notification so that they're just getting alerts for that relevant information when those properties become available. And those alerts work the same regardless of whether it's a premier listing or a standard listing. Now, a premier listing will get you some bells and whistles, and there's some other things that are out there, but they're largely intangible. And although there's some metrics attached to them, they're not metrics that you can draw any serious conclusions from. And having used standard listings over the last 3 years, and having enjoyed a record level of sales, and having seemingly achieved a record price every week for much of the last 2 years, the reality is that the additional spend on a premier listing is not worthwhile. So, again, back to that question. If I only had $1,000 to spend to sell my home, what would I spend it on? Beautiful photos, great video, awesome floor plan, a standard ad on realestate.com, and whatever might be left, I'd spend that on social media. I'm Dave from Real. These are helpful hints and tips that I hope will serve you well in your real estate journey, regardless of whether you're a real estate agent or a consumer, buyer or seller. These are tips that I share with you so that you can make the absolute most of it, and that hopefully brings you to the other side of your real estate journey with more money in your pocket. So if you are a home buyer or seller, certainly stay tuned to Channel 7 during the footy finals, and you are going to see a new real estate brand seemingly emerge, a new aggregator brand emerge, Real Estate View. And Real Estate View might be new to you, but it's certainly not new to me. But we'll be keeping our eyes on the data as it streams through and letting you know whether it is a viable alternative to realestate.com and domain.com. As that information becomes available, you'll know all about it. So I'm Dave from Real, and I look forward to bringing you more on the podcast next time.